part three for June the 22nd, 2022, on this Wednesday afternoon edition, continuing on with the Alex Jones Show, hour three and four, and then we'll go to the war room if their time permits. And of course, you know, we're on XM and across FM and across your podcast and catching platforms. We want to help us meet our $1,600 challenge so we can raise that money so we can get the bills caught up since we lost those two sponsors back in May. You can simply call 252-833-9067 to make a donation of any size. Is needed at this time. Those people who have the means and have extra money and that do give, God is going to definitely bless you. Know that. It may come back financially, but it will come, not necessarily could come back that way, but it will come back in another way, because I know when I give the things to people when they need it, it always comes back in other ways, in many different ways. So I know this is a true thing that God really does when we do it with a cheerful heart and when we do it with the right motives. And instead of what's in it for me or what can I get out of it, you know, you do get something out of it because you get free broadcasts. You get all this information from top doctors in the field regarding the vaccine and regarding other things and about what's really going on with the news and what's going on with Ukraine. You get a whole lot of information out of it that you wouldn't hear on your regular news media. So that's what you're getting out of it, and that's what you're paying for. So we appreciate your patronage and your showing your love and support for us during this time of need. Help us meet that goal to reach that $1,600 goal by the end of this month so we don't go dark. Folks, it's so important, monumental. You know, we get in on the ground floor to help us to keep going so we can keep getting the information out and getting around the censors. Uncensored information, you know, like the way it's supposed to be, freedom of speech. That's what this is all about, folks. Let's get right to it. Continue on where we left off on hour number three of the InfoWars show.
On the line with us, David, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Big fans of the show, my wife and I. We listen every day. You know, I had originally called about one thing. I'm going to kind of tie it in as well, but it, more on the line of just stepping back and thinking to myself that, you know, this isn't the country that I grew up in. You know, I look up in the skies, and I live out in Seguin, Texas, so I'm actually even outside of that in the country. By the way, before I forget, wildlife rescue, if you call the wildlife rescue, they usually will come out and pick up the snakes, and we had a turtle that got picked up, stuff like that, so definitely give them a call.
I gave them a call, they didn't answer. I'll try it again later, though.
Okay, yeah, definitely try them again. I think that happened to us, too. Anyways, you know, we moved out to Seguin because of literally the day that Biden took the office is the day we moved officially into our house out in Seguin in the country. And we moved. My dad had retired as a colonel in the Air Force out of Randolph Air Force Base, and we had noticed a lot more activity, especially when after he took over the presidency, of the military drone surveillance. And that was, to me, it was like a slap in the face, being able to walk as a kid on base and just be proud of, you know, the country that I live in. But then to find out, looking up the congressional documents where they were discussing bringing the drones back from the Middle East to repurpose them and be used for basically surveillance here in the U.S. And then on top of that, just 2 weeks prior to the election, actually, in October of 2016, or, yeah, no, 2020, there was a big, huge grant that was won by the U.S. Air Force, and I think that this ties into a lot of the problems that we see. It was for 5G experimentation and exploration, I think is what it's called. Easily findable. They pretty much brag about it online. I haven't heard anybody discuss this. But the Randolph was actually given that part of that contract. And I think that we're seeing a lot of the signs of that part of it in just everyday life. Like, I think that some of the headaches, like with the 5G, the weather, I think they're able to use this to kind of play with the weather. I also think that it has a lot to do, like people's nightmares, things like that too. I know I've been having really weird dreams lately. And when we moved out to Seguin, it's like a war zone on the weekend outside. Like, I shouldn't hear anything, but you hear these little helicopters constantly. And it's like, you know, this is not the country that I grew up in, where they're above the house looking down, and they have thermal imaging. So, I mean, your roof is pointless. You know, this is...
What are they doing? Why is there increased air traffic with military aircraft?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. Nobody seems to be able to answer that. But the
what about the climate change? I mean, that carbon emissions. I mean,
exactly. No, it's nuts. I think that it's weird too. Oh, and the chemtrail. That's another thing that they're doing.
Oh, did you see? We got blasted yesterday. I think I showed that picture on air. Literally, I watched 6 airplanes fly over my head and all leave a chemtrail behind. 6 in a line. I still have the image on my phone. I don't know if I showed it yesterday. I don't know if it was on this or the war room.
I have tons. I have probably hours if you add them all up. I probably have a good day's worth of recording.
That is unreal. That they just blatantly spray this crap on top of us, right on top of our heads. I don't know how well that translates to the air. I'm just trying to show the image on my phone. But you can see, I watched 6 airplanes all fly in a straight line and just douse us with these chemtrails. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's can you see that there? Yeah, look at that. There it is right there. That's a good little angle of it. And I just sat there and I just watched them. It's like, what are they spraying on us? They're killing us, man. They're killing the damn planet. And talking about the climate change, the man-made climate change, as they spray all these chemicals in the air that land down on Mother Earth and destroy it. And then I'm told I can't eat steak or drive a car. Give me a break. Yeah, thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, before I covered no tires and no car batteries, if I do find them, they're at $300 a piece. I have an emergency message to you, Owen and Alex, from Undead Chronic. He's offering you a platform on his YouTube, and even if he loses his 52,000 subscribers, he invites you, Alex, anybody else, Harrison, to come on his podcast. But can't get tires here in Georgia. Can't get the right size. Had to go to 4 different stores to get a car battery yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that's normally in good supply. I mean, cars, sometimes tires, you got to shop around a little bit, but usually you can find it pretty easily. But batteries? You can't even get a battery?
Well, I finally got one, but it was very difficult. They just wanted to sell me one for $300.
Jeez. And by the way, if China goes into Taiwan and takes control of the chip plants, folks, you have no idea what a disaster this is going to be. Like, for example, the government gives out these debit cards, these debit cards loaded with cash to illegal immigrants. There is a chip shortage because they put the chip in your debit cards now. There's a chip shortage, so the government's complaining because they can't give the prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants because they don't have chips. And now apparently the car batteries. Hey, Bart, if you want to give me the email or the crew can give that individuals who runs that YouTube channel my email, or they can take that. I'd be happy to go on his show.
Yes, I have his email, and I've been on his podcast 6 times. I'm been on YouTube, and he's been kind enough to give me a platform. And he's a big fan of your show. He's a big fan of Alex and Harrison.
So let's just do this. Hey, guys, just get his email. I'll get that individual's email and get the name of his YouTube channel, too. Guys, just take that down on a note from Bart off air, and I'll reach out. I'd go on his YouTube show. I'm always glad to be invited on people's YouTube show. All right, let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Howdy.
So, I got a call from a buddy of mine that said you had a problem with a snake. I happen to be the owner of Brush Creek Snake Removal here in Austin, Texas. We handle Austin, Round Rock, Pflugerville, Georgetown.
Listen to this, folks. Listen to this. Tell me, the Alex Jones Show is like a Swiss Army knife of usage and tools. I mean, I don't want to turn this into my own thing. I was using that as an example because I'm sitting there this morning. I'm calling all these different numbers. Nobody answers their phone. I'm like, can I just get a service to come take the snake? And nobody will do it. I can't do it.
Well, we are always here if you need us, and you can give us a call at 512-6-
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What is the name? What is your name?
We are Brushy Creek Snake Removal. We're a Round Rock ISD vendor.
I love this guy. I love Brushy Creek. Did I get that?
Brushy Creek Snake Removal.
Well, my friend, you probably have just earned yourself a customer. That is, unless I decide to go total wild man and try to take this snake down myself, but I'd prefer to leave it to the professionals. What's your story, though?
So, I actually have a longtime customer. Her name is Judy. She's a very sweet older lady, lives in Georgetown. She's been using me for several years to remove snakes. I got a call from her, I want to say about a month ago, and she is completely in tears, crying. And I'm like, Judy, what's wrong? What can I help you with? And she goes, there's a snake in my garage. It's a rattlesnake. I don't know what to do. I can't afford to pay you. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I filled my car up with gas this morning.
Oh my God.
And I don't have the money to pay you. And she was literally in tears crying because she's got pets and she's got her daughter who comes over with her kids. They're always in the garage. So I ended up, you know, putting my everything aside. I understand the times are tough. I went over and removed the snake for her for free.
You're a great American, Chris. I gotta take a break, but
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogen
calls. What is it that you've seen, signs, symptoms of a collapsing country? We're no longer a first world free market capitalist country, but we're a collapsing into a third world communist hellhole quickly. And it's just these, like right now it doesn't seem so bad, but folks, this stuff cascades quickly. And so let's go to Geneva in Michigan. Geneva, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hi, thanks for calling.
So I recently just started a farm with my husband in Michigan. And so we're kind of getting an inside look at everything that's going on right now in the farming business. And it's just insane. We're seeing farms going out of business left and right that have been in business for decades. Which is partly good for us because we're getting some discounted items, but it's not good for the rest of you.
Right.
And we're seeing items that are hard to find, like anything from greenhouse plastics, the hardware cloth, just items that you need on a farm.
So and just stuff that normally you'd go to the store, it'd all be readily available. Now you're not finding it.
Right, exactly. And the feed for the animals is going up like crazy. And luckily, we're just on a small scale, so it's not hurting us. But these big-time farmers where they just can't afford to feed the animals, and you're seeing these cattle dying, you know, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and by the way, though, see, but you're getting into the issue again of the producer price index is rising. It hasn't really hit the consumer yet. It's going to soon. And by the way, when the Biden administration thinks they're going to help this country by putting more ethanol out there for fuel, that's going to crush this country because that corn is used to feed the livestock that then feeds us. So, I mean, it's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Right, big time. Plus, with the fertilizer, how it's going up like crazy, a lot of farmers aren't even planting corn this year. And add on top of that, the ethanol issue, it's the feed prices are going to go up even more.
Yep.
And people aren't going to be seeing as much meat in their store next year.
No, it's already the case this year. That I'm already seeing, because I eat a lot of steaks, and I can tell you the place where I go to get my steaks, it's, I wouldn't even say half. It's like a third of what it used to be as far as options are concerned. And obviously the price has gone up.
Right. And the same thing with chicken, because of this avian flu issue. You're seeing a lot of chicken businesses go under because they're having to cull a bunch of their chickens. And so I would just suggest to people out there to make a relationship with a local farmer, buy a quarter beef, a half cow ahead of time from a local farm. you know, go to your farmer's markets and buy chicken directly from the farmer, because in the grocery store, you're going to be having problems.
Yep. And that's it. Thank you for the call, Geneva. And we've got someone who's called in, I think, with kind of a similar story, except he's not a farmer, but has maybe perhaps taken some of your advice there, is Rico in Delaware. Rico, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing, man?
Hey, good.
All right. First of all, I want to give a shout out to, you know, I got the knockout, I got the X Shield. And I got to tell you, man, I know it's not for, I know that Turbo Force ain't for what I used it for, but I had a female caller, and man, that stuff, that stuff works real good.
Okay, all right, hey, giggity giggity.
Listen, yeah, giggity giggity. But listen, I wanted to say, man, listen, this Biden presidency, man, I mean, this guy got me out here storing rice, beans, you know, I mean, and it got to the point where, you know, I don't care how much food you got stored, it gets to the point where, as though, you know, you got to get to where, as though, you got to start growing some stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm looking at, I'm trying to build myself a greenhouse and my yard and things of that sort, because I've been telling my family about this for, you know, I'm a long time InfoWars watcher, and I've been telling my family about what's coming. And, you know, up here on the East Coast, you know, you can go in the stores and everything is still stocked. So everybody's taking this stuff seriously. The prices is rising like crazy. You know, but ain't nobody taking this stuff seriously. But this guy got me stocking beans and rice and things of that sort, like, because I just don't know what the next Biden crisis is going to be.
Yeah, and that's the smart thing to do. And people that would never think about prepping before are now not just thinking about it, but doing it, because they're seeing this country collapse under Biden. They see where it's going. And, you know, again, folks, the most frustrating thing about this is none of this had to happen. We do not have to be going through this. We don't have to be doing this. We could still be living in a prosperous America with whatever faults and flaws and everything else. But I mean, man, I mean, it's just, we're just getting crushed right now. And it's Biden's policies. It's the World Economic Forum's policies. It's the end man made climate change. End man made climate change. You remove the climate change, you understand. End carbon. That's you. You're the carbon-based life form. Rico, thank you for the call. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. What's up?
Howdy.
I work in the organic food industry. I work for a USDA certified organic franchise. It's actually the only one in the country. I'll leave it at that. And we use specific vendors to get in all of our organic produce, everything from oranges, pineapples, what have you. And in the past 9 months, I'm not getting half of what I order. And just last week, I didn't get my spinach. I didn't get my pineapples. I didn't get my chicken. I didn't get any of the things that I need, which then forces me to have to go and source locally organic stuff, because I have to use organic. It's part of the concept. But then I have to go to Whole Foods and spend literally three times as much, double as much. And my cost of goods is skyrocketing. On top of my labor is also skyrocketing, because like I told the franchise owners, we're in a wage war right now. When I go and I interview these kids and they're saying, oh, well, I can go right across the street to Starbucks, or I can go to Target and less responsibility and earn more money, and I'm having a hard time. So when you say the service industry is suffering, yeah, it's hard to get good quality employees to work, let alone pay them what they're worth to make them stay. And then on top of that, my cost of goods is skyrocketing, which is also affecting how I have to manage my labor.
Now you're another caller that's going with this example here. The producer price index is higher than the consumer price index. Have you passed on your increasing cost to the consumer yet, or are you not to that point yet?
No. We have. So corporate, they sent out, you know, memos to everybody around the country, and they actually gave us the option. Our franchise owners, they did. They increased the prices up to $2 on almost everything on the menu. And, you know, everybody in my staff is always looking at me like, hey, how come we're going through this? And I try telling them, and I tell them about InfoWars. I tell them, you know, what I can, because obviously, you know, there's limitations. But, yeah, I had to tell them the reason why we have a chicken shortage is because hundreds of thousands of chickens burned, and then people are looking at us crazy, and then I got to charge them more money. And then either way, we're losing in this situation, and we're a small business. And it's, again, hitting and attacking the small business owners, but the organic industry specifically, that's what's – and when I talk to the vendors, I'm like, why can't I get my oranges? Oh, well, you know, the amount of oranges we're getting in has, you know, decreased because half the crop got destroyed. And then what is coming in is being allocated to all of the orange juice factories. So I'm last priority, last tier. And then when I talk to my vendors, you know, they're saying, oh, well, we didn't get our truck in and we're having a hard time having truckers and, you know, the
fuel prices. Well, yeah, a lot of trucks are just stalled because there's no diesel on the East Coast. They're just stalled out.
So that's what I'm going through, brother.
And that's crazy, too. You talk about the produce. Alex, great call. Thank you for the call. Another example, folks. The producer price index is going up first. It's the producer price index that's increasing. That's going to – we haven't even really seen the CPI go up. But I've noticed with produce, because most produce is pretty cheap. I mean, but you don't – you may not notice the produce going up because mostly it's still pretty inexpensive. But if you look at your bill – and you'll notice the produce is actually increasing rapidly. All right, let's take one more call here before Wayne Allen Root takes over. Gary in Kentucky, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Yep.
That's good, man. Hey, man, first thing I started seeing collapsing, it's been a while back ago, man. It's the morale, you know. Everywhere I drive around, whether it be in the suburbs, outskirts, and even somewhat in the country, there's just not a lot of flags. There's not a lot of get up and go, you know. It looks like a lot of defeated faces a lot, man. And, you know, I go around and I'm like, hey, guys, just if you cut that TV off, man, and go out here and fix problems in your local area, you know. You know, things start to change and shit like that. Well, you know, it's been about a year since I've lived in this area because I had to move away from the mountains, you know, where I'm from, because of the coal mine attack on our economy out there.
Yep.
Well, now it's coming here like it's going to be all over America. And, you know, people get nervous and they're a little, you know. But if they get out locally, man, the people that's got a spine and, you know. Yeah.
There's no doubt. Unfortunately, a couple cuss words there, Gary. I have to drop you just because we're out of the censored dump there on the live air. But I appreciate your call. We're out of time anyway. But you know what? That really, there's something there, too, with the morale, because that translates to people not wanting to work, people not working as hard, people not taking the extra step, people not taking a risk. And it's just folks, we're watching our country collapse, and everybody knew it would happen under Joe Biden. And that's the placeholder role he has, to just be at the helm as a fake president as the country collapses. It's really sad to see. Thanks for all the calls. Wayne Allen Root hosting the Alex Jones Show next.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host on Tuesdays from 12 noon to 3 o'clock. 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time, and of course 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time, and love to do it. Love to get the love from you. I always give out my email, and I get so many emails from Alex Jones viewers and listeners that it is wonderful and overwhelming at the same time, but I enjoy it because I get all my best ideas from you guys, same as on my national radio show, Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered, same exact thing. Get all my best ideas, WayneRoot@gmail.com. All of you are so smart. The average liberal elitist from an Ivy League school does not believe that any of you are smart. They believe you're dumb and ignorant and sheep who will follow everything they do, but not on the Alex Jones Network, not at InfoWars, not on my show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Sheep who are killing themselves, but I'm shocked every day. Otherwise, I'd be smug about it, and I'd say, let the liberals kill themselves. We tried to warn them. We tried to help them. I never, ever, ever tried to make them die. It's liberals making liberals die, and I tried to warn them and educate them, but they wouldn't listen. But so normally, I'd say, okay, no problem. We're going to live. They're going to die. No, that's not the case, because so many Republicans, including fans of mine, have taken the jab. Taken the COVID vaccine against my best judgment and wisdom and attempts to empower them and educate them. They still took the vaccine, falls into two camps. About half of them say, Wayne, I love you. I listen to you every day, but I had to take the vaccine or I could not have kept my job and I've got to pay my mortgage and I can't become homeless after I've worked my whole life, or I got to keep my pension and my job. And then the other half say, I didn't have to take it, but my doctor said I had to take it. My doctor said I'll die if I don't take it. My doctor said I'm a fool if I don't take it. My doctor said I'll give my mother COVID if I don't take it and kill her. I'll give my children will give me COVID and kill me if I don't take it. So I took it, okay, against my best judgment. I took it. I knew what you said, Wayne, but I took it. Amazing how two groups fall into that category. And I've got news for you on this show today that is so big, so scary, so incredible over COVID vaccines that I will spend most of the show talking about the latest studies that are out that will just blow you away. And if you took the vaccine, you're going to be very upset. And if you didn't take the vaccine, you're going to be very relieved that you didn't take it, because I've got big news coming up today. Some other things I want to talk about. Biden has destroyed America on purpose. It is the intentional, purposeful destruction of America, not by Joe Biden. He's a brain-dead zombie puppet. With dementia, doesn't even know where he is and has diapers on. He goes poo-poo in his pants in the basement of the White House with a mask on. By the way, that's one of the few uses of a mask that makes sense. If you're going to go poo-poo in your pants, phew, I'm glad you got a mask on, right? Otherwise, you'd smell it. So everyone around Biden has to wear masks. It starts to make more sense now when you know what he's really like. But so it's not Biden, it's the people around him, his handlers, his order givers, not order takers, order givers. Keep in mind, whenever he's talking, someone tells him to stop talking, including the Easter Bunny at one point on the lawn of the White House told him to stop talking. I think Obama was in that Easter Bunny outfit. Somebody's giving orders to Obama. Someone tells him to stop, to Biden. Someone tells him to stop talking. That's the real person with power. That's the real president of the United States. And it's probably a combination of Obama and George Soros and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party and a little assist to the Mexican drug cartel who don't give us orders. They're just in partnership with the Democrat Party to keep the border open so they continue to make billions of dollars a day. A day. You don't think they're giving 5 or 10% as a finder's fee to the Democrat Party and every Democrat candidate and the Biden crime family? Of course they are. That's the story. All of us under the power of the Chinese Communist government and many other bad globalists. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com is the website. And you can reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I was just mentioning in the opening segment how much I enjoy hearing from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is where it all starts. That's my website. It's got my video commentaries, my written commentaries, my audio podcasts, my video podcasts, my video shows and commentaries, and also my national radio show starts right there at RootForAmerica.com. If it's not carried in your area by your conservative talk show station, just listen online on your computer, on your laptop, or of course on your phone, and you can listen right at RootForAmerica.com. That's where you connect with USA Radio and listen to my show. Or you can grab your phone, my trusty iPhone here, and you can listen on Audacy, the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, I believe is how it's spelled, Audacy. 40 million Americans stream radio shows on Audacy. It's number one in the world for streaming radio, and they now carry my show. So there's several ways to listen. And don't forget my book. I want to mention my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, by Wayne Allyn Root and my great co-author, Nikki Ballew. This book could change the course of America because more and more people are starting to admit. I wrote this a year ago and it came out like 6 months ago. And now everyone's starting to admit, you gotta go after Disney, you gotta go after Target, you gotta go after this company, you gotta go after that company. I created the list of the 116 most woke companies in America who are screwing over conservatives and spitting in our face and disrespecting us and offending us, and the name of their CEOs. I did tons of research, got their board of directors and all the contact information to go after them, and they're all in this book. And every day a new company spits in our face and offends conservatives and says we don't need you while we're making them rich. And I always go look up in the back, hey, did I include them in this list? And it's always on the list, always. I haven't missed once. I'm amazed at how good I really am. Every company that I see that offends us was on the list I created with Nikki Ballew a year ago. So good job, Nikki. Good job, Wayne Allyn Root. Little pat on the back. What did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. So what's coming up, Jill?
If you or any...
July 4th. And by the way, I'm taking a little holiday on July 4th, so I will miss one show here with Alex Jones and InfoWars. But I am taking a holiday to beautiful Park City, Utah, one of my favorite places in the world and probably the reddest state in America, Utah. And I love Park City. I love the mountains and the mountain air and the sunshine and the summer, every day a perfect 75 degrees and sunny. And while I'm there, I'll be there for July 4th. I'll see the great parade, one of the best small town parades in America, if not the best, including a military flyover. And I'll have a barbecue, and I will see the prices, how high they've gone. Average American 4th of July cookout up 17% over 2021. 17%. So let's round off. Food prices up 20% over a year ago. Just what I've said and argued for so long now. Inflation is right about 20% or higher, right? Gasoline is up like 65%. Food is up 20%, all the way up to 30%, depending on what you're buying. And so inflation isn't 8.5%, which scares everybody. It's 20%, which should really scare you. That's how bad things are. And it's got nothing to do with Russia. Well, I'm misstating. It's got a little bit to do with Russia. But of course, we shouldn't be involved in the Ukraine-Russian conflict at all. And then we wouldn't have the problems we do. But it's got very little to do with Russia. Not nothing. This war certainly has some effects, and our sanctions on Russia have some effects, all caused by Joe Biden's incompetence and weakness and fecklessness. But the reality is, Joe Biden did this to us, and it's purposeful. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Wow, I had it next in line. I'm good. CNN analyst suggests inflation is needed to achieve the green agenda. So let me go back to what I've been teaching for 30 years. Of course, I've only been on radio for national radio for 7 years, and I was on Newsmax TV with my own show, number one show in primetime, for 3 years, number one primetime position at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. So I've been teaching for 7 years on radio and TV, but before that, I was always a huge conservative Republican as well, and I taught as many people as I could online and in person. And in my books, I've written 15 books. Number 16 will be out in September, the great Patriot Boycott book, showing you all the companies to buy from. That'll be out in September, my 16th book. But having said that, I've always taught that when I attended Columbia University, and I've said this on this show before, but it needs repeating. It really does. When I was at Columbia University, we were taught a plan to destroy America and destroy the middle class. And the goal of the plan was to overwhelm the system with debt. Everyone should be on welfare and collecting government checks. The system was called Cloward Pivot. And they wanted to get everybody on welfare and overwhelm the system with debt. And the system collapses, America's economic system collapses, and all the business owners go under because the system's collapsing. Because if the middle class is going broke and they need government help, then they're the consumers. And so the small businesses all go under, and they make the contributions to the Republican Party and to conservative causes. So they go under, and all that's wiped out, and we become a one-party country, Democrat only, i.e. socialist, Marxist, communist scumbags. And number two, when the system's overwhelmed, everyone's on welfare, and we become a socialist nation with the whole world in America depending on welfare and food stamps and disability checks and 1,000 other government programs. So that's what I learned at Columbia. That's what's going on. The only thing is there's been two updates. They couldn't figure out how to get everybody on welfare. So there's two ways they're doing it now. I used to say there's one new way. It's open borders. If you open the borders and let the whole world in, you change the demographics of America. You let the whole world in and you've changed the demographics. And the people who come in are all on welfare, and they want and they need and want and require welfare from cradle to grave, and it's millions of them. And the way it looks now, over the next, if Biden gets to stay in office till 2024, it'll be tens of millions, okay? It might be 20 million illegal aliens that get in over the next 4 years. You know, the first 2 years of Biden and the next 2 years of Biden could be 20 million. Maybe he'll open the gates and let even more in, and it'll be 30 or 40 million new illegal aliens who all require cradle to grave welfare. That's Cloward Pivot. The whole country will be on welfare, but they weren't able in all these years since I graduated Columbia University in 1983 with my classmate Barack Obama, who was never there, but that's another story in and of itself for another day. Obama claims to have graduated the same day as me. He was in the program at Columbia on the same day as me, three people away from me, Obama and Root, O and R, right next to each other. So I was three away from Obama on the official program graduating Columbia, but he was never seen there by anyone. But assume he picked up this Cloward Piven plan from, you know, either showing up at class once or twice or from, you know, communist friends sitting in for him while he didn't go to Columbia and giving him notes. He knows the Cloward Piven plan. He's carrying it out now. It's the O'Biden administration. It's Obama in charge, Biden as the stupid zombie puppet frontman with dementia. So Cloward and Piven is happening now, and open borders is the official way now to make Cloward Piven work, except they've added another one, inflation. Inflation's even better because everything you do is destroyed by 20% or more, 30% or more, 60% or more gasoline, home heating fuel, natural gas in your house, gas you pump into your car, all your groceries, all your rental of your home, all your mortgages on a more expensive home. Now gigantic interest rates, your mortgage doubles. The mortgages are double what they were just a few months ago. So the disaster befalling America, inflation on everything, that's the worst in the history of America. I'm putting my reputation on the line. This is the worst inflation we've ever seen in the history of America. There's never been anything like it. It's 20 to 30%, and in some cases, much higher than that. So that will erode your savings and kill the economy and cost you your jobs, and all the middle class will go bankrupt, and all the consumers will go bankrupt, and all the small businesses they buy from will go bankrupt, and the whole country will be on government welfare. So between the open border and inflation, and in particular high gas prices, which affects not only you driving to work and going to get groceries, but every product sold in the store brought by a truck, which is every product, and all the truckers across America, disaster. And not only are the prices through the roof, but there is no diesel fuel on the East Coast of the United States. Truckers have run out of gas. Disaster. So all of this is leading to Cloward Piven's end of America and end of capitalism. That's what's happening. When I get back, I will expand or expound on what's happening with COVID, the latest studies of the COVID vaccine that will knock your socks off. You're not going to believe what's out there, how bad the COVID vaccine is, and how the media has completely 100% covered it up, whitewashed it, and literally blacked it out. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back. Hi, Wayne Allyn. Welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host every Tuesday. Some call me the smiling assassin. See, on the radio, you can't see it. But on TV, you can see it as I stick the knife into the liberals and twirl it in their gut by destroying them with facts. They hate facts. I'm smiling. I'm always smiling while I assassinate your lies. And so, fantastic stuff to give you on this show tonight, or today. I'm going to tell you about all the new COVID studies that are out. I'll get to that in just a few minutes. Couple things I want to talk about. First of all, the nerve center of my entire Wayne Root business and mini empire is rootforamerica.com. Everything you need to hear about from Wayne Root, my commentaries written, my commentaries video, my commentaries audio, my podcast video, my video commentaries, and of course, my actual national radio show, 3 hours a day, every day, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time. You get it at Root for America. You go to Root for America and you click at the top and it says listen live now, and boom, you're on my radio show. So there it is. Boom, you're on my radio show, rootforamerica.com, and you could always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'm very proud that last Monday, so the day before I came on here, last Monday, I had an interview with President Trump, and a lot of people are starting to recognize that my interviews are very special, because we're not, you know, it's not like I'm a journalist interviewing the president or the ex-president. I think he's the president, legitimate president, but we'll call him the former president for now, former and future president. But also, people are starting to notice that I get more interviews than anyone in the country, and that they're always like listening to two old friends talking. And the result is he lets his guard down a little bit and talks to me about things and says things no one else gets out of him. And so we get headlines every single time. There's a media firestorm with headlines all across the globe. By the way, if you want to watch that interview, I've got the video of the interview up at rootforamerica.com, my website. And it'll say the President Trump interview. I think it's on the front page, right at the top. If it's not, at the very top's a menu bar, click on videos, and it's the top video, the Wayne Root interview with President Trump, and watch the whole thing in its entirety. But there's quite a few things that... First of all, the interview was sponsored by the Great Wall Street gurus in America with a Wall Street newsletter online called VRAinsider.com. And he sponsored, in other words, he paid for the interview with President Trump. It cost money for me to have a film crew to film it. He paid for all that. In return, he wanted one thing from me. He wanted me to put it up. He wanted the ability to put it up, the interview, on his YouTube page 1 hour before I put it out to my entire database and at my website and to the whole world at conservative websites. He wanted a 1 hour head start where his fans and newsletter subscribers would get to see it first. I said, great, that sounds like a fair deal to me. So he puts it up at YouTube, I think on Thursday. So that was after my Alex Jones guest hosting last Tuesday. Thursday morning, he puts it up because I edited, had it edited on Wednesday, and I got it Wednesday night late, and on Thursday, he puts it up. YouTube removes it within minutes. Wow. He has no access to his YouTube page, and he finds out he's banned for life by YouTube. Wow. That's it. Banned. Banned by YouTube for an interview with the president by Wayne Allyn. Now, you tell me that I'm wrong, that this is a communist attack on the United States. What do I educate people on every day? The difference between socialism and communism. Socialism is the economic system of communism. So don't tell me socialism is different than communism. It's the economic system of communism. And communism is the political system where you jail your opponents. That's the January 6th protesters rotting away in jail in solitary, basically for doing nothing except peacefully protesting. And at the worst, they wandered onto Capitol property, which might be trespassing. But being that a cop said, come on in, or multiple cops said, come on in, it's not even trespassing. They did nothing. And murderers are let out by George Soros' DAs in every big city in America. The instant after they're arrested, murderers and people try and kill cops and people who mug people and people who assault people and people leave you with bleeding on the ground with your brain hanging out of your head. So you live, it's not murder, but your brain dead the rest of your life. They're let out right away. But if you were at the peaceful protest on January 6th, then you're in jail for months or years without bail in solitary confinement. If that doesn't sound like communism, I don't know what does. How about the January 6th trials itself? Those congressional hearings, I should say. They're like a communist show trial. Only one side presented, no other side presented. Only happens that way in a communist country. How about the arrest of Peter Navarro, communist country? How about what I said in my interview with President Trump? Soon, I expect them to walk into Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's amazing home, the most expensive and coolest place in the world, Shangri-La. And I expect them to march him out in handcuffs and leg irons. They're gonna arrest, they're gonna indict and arrest President Trump. It's sick. They put Peter Navarro in shackles. It's sick. This is communism at its finest. This is the definition of communism. So it's really not socialism. It's the socialist economic system they're pushing on us. And it's tied together with the communist political system of going after your opponents and trying to destroy them, take their jobs away, take their conservative talk shows away, take all their advertising away like they've done to people like Alex Jones. You know, it's just a disaster. Hold on 1 second. I don't know why my computer just came on. I guess it heard me talking and it liked what I had to say. So this is where I get all my work done, by the way. It's both my home TV studio, radio studio where I do my national radio show, but it's also my actual place of work where I get so much work done. And I've got multiple computer screens here, and I'm always looking at all the news. I've got it set up, so I've got laptop here, and I've got my iPhone here, and I've got my computer there, and I've got another computer there, and another computer behind that one, and all of it so I can watch five news sites simultaneously at the same time. TV in the background so I can watch what's going on say, Fox News or Newsmax. Or, of course, my favorite, InfoWars. So, you know, these are all the ways I stay in tune. So, you know, my pulse is on what's going on, and I could talk to all of you. But this is communism at its finest. It's terrible. And so, you know, the point I was trying to make is it's bad what's happening to us. And the fact that criminals are taking over big cities and the crime is rampaging, and yet all they have to do, the big shots in Silicon Valley and social media, is to ban my interview with the President of the United States. And by the way, the same type of people that banned me from Twitter and shadow banned me at Facebook so nothing gets through, and now have banned at YouTube my interview with the President, those same type of people allow Ahmadinejad of Iran, you know, all the terrorist dictators, who run Muslim countries and kill their opponents and drop gays off of roofs and stone gays to death and pour acid in the face of little girls who want to go to school. All those Muslim leaders are allowed to be on Twitter and Facebook without banning, without shadow banning, and interviews with them are fine, but interview the President of the United States. So what does that tell you? This is my last point. What does that tell you? I've seen more stories this week that DeSantis is now better than Trump and he'll get the nomination. Piers Morgan, who's another globalist, liberal idiot, gun grabber from England, has an editorial today in the New York Post saying that it's time to say goodbye to Trump and say hello to the new Ron, not Ron Reagan, Ron DeSantis. Does that tell you anything? I'm going to give you a diatribe about that when I get back. And then it's time to go over all the COVID statistics. But I'm just warning you, when the media is feeding you a steady diet, no Trump, no Trump, no Trump, and the Democrats want to arrest Trump, 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 and everyone's saying DeSantis is better, it's because they fear one person, Donald J. Trump. Stick with him. We'll be right back. Wayne El Root back live, not on Memorex, live right now, this moment on Tuesday, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, 12 noon West Coast time on Tuesdays, 3 p.m. East Coast time. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com.
Yeah,
and my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. A couple emails I want to read you that came during the break. One of them doesn't want his name used, but he says the reason that everyone, the media, the Democrats, everyone fears Trump, Wayne, is because Trump doesn't fear them. He's the only one that doesn't care. He's a billionaire. There's nothing they can do to a billionaire. Screw you. He's got all the money in the world to hire the best legal teams. And yes, they'll bother him and hound him to death for the rest of his life. But he doesn't give a damn. Screw you. He gives them their middle finger. Good point. And then Chris says about the DNC cartel, the Democrat National Committee cartel. He heard me speaking just now about the Mexican drug cartels owning the Biden administration as well as the Chinese Communist Party. Because, look, common sense says nobody would keep the border open like this unless someone's making trillions of dollars and giving billions to the Democrat Party in bribes in offshore bank accounts. So it's very obvious that the payoffs are monstrous. Just a small little percent of what the Mexican drug cartel makes every day, as long as Biden keeps that border open, is enough to pay off every Democrat running for office in the whole America, you know, with billions of dollars for the rest of all time. But here's what Chris says. Wayne, you're absolutely correct on how the Mexican drug cartels are tied into the DNC. And Alex Jones has touched on this topic many times. See, I did not know that. With the border being wide open, the narcotics trafficking, child smuggling, sex trafficking, all at all-time highs, all the banks like B of A are laundering the cartel money. Let me state, this is an opinion show. It's his opinion, Chris's, and my opinion. These are opinions only, but the banks are laundering cartel money, always were and likely still are. Also, sanctuary cities protecting illegals, protecting them from all the shootings and the DUIs and the murders, tip-offs of ICE raids by Democrat politicians, probable assassination contracts, people refuting Trump's claim of MS-13 being animals. Can you imagine refuting that? And of course, the Cloward-Piven plan from decades ago. Put it all together. Keep smiling, Wayne, and verbally killing the left. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. So here was the second point I wanted to make. Time keeps running out on me on this show, and I'm not even getting to the important COVID information, but I swear to you, I will get to a lot of it. But since I did that interview, and it was banned on YouTube with President Trump, and shadow banned on Facebook so no one could see it, and no one could see it on Twitter because I was banned from Twitter for life until Elon Musk takes over. I'm still banned from Twitter. So, you know, they're trying to limit our ability to speak and to reach people. They don't want free speech. They don't want our message getting out. They don't want not only my good message, but if people watch me and Trump and decide they like us, then that's a strike against Democrats and strike against the media. So they don't want anyone watching because they're afraid you might actually like it and everything we say might make sense to you. Okay, but what I want to point out is there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles in the last 48 hours all over the United States about my interview with President Trump and how I asked him whether he would run for Speaker of the House. And that Why would you ever endorse Kevin McCarthy, who I call Milquetoast McCarthy? Because he's not terrible. He just is weak and cowardly and gets nothing done. And he's not on any one side. He's kind of in the middle. And you know what my favorite saying in life is? There's only one thing in the middle of the road. Roadkill. You're either a conservative and a capitalist, or you're a communist. There's nothing in the middle in American politics anymore. If you're in the middle, you're a moron, and you're going to get run over by a road grader. You're roadkill. So that's Milquetoast McCarthy. And I said, President Trump, why would you endorse him? And he said, I didn't. I said, you endorsed him for Speaker of the House again. No, I didn't, he said in my interview. I did not. I never did it. I endorsed him for re-election to his House seat, not as Speaker of the House. Don't you think that's significant and telling? Of course it is. So last week I told you about it on Tuesday because the interview was on Monday. Well, it made news. They finally caught up with it yesterday and this morning. And I get a Google alert every time my name is mentioned in a national story, and I got hundreds and hundreds of them yesterday and today, and especially liberal media, Daily Kos, Mediate, Huffington Post, they all did stories on Wayne Allen Root interviewing President Trump and literally getting out of him that Trump may in fact want to be House Speaker. At least he's seriously thinking about it. And when Wayne followed up with, no, I didn't endorse McCarthy, Wayne followed up by saying, well, how about running for Speaker then? And then Trump said, that's for you and I to have a private conversation at a later date. All of them commented on that, how important that sounds, like maybe Trump's really considering it. They're scared to death of Trump. So now let me explain to you why they're scared to death of Trump. Because as this person sent that note to me, he's 100% on the money. Trump isn't scared of them. He's the only one that has no fear of them. You know, I get the biggest names on my national radio show. I had President Trump last week. I had just yesterday, the former Secretary of State and head of the CIA was on my show. God, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know why. He's one of my favorite people. You got the name? Pompeo. Mike Pompeo. Thank you, Pitar. Very good. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, former congressman, and mostly known as Secretary of State under President Trump, was on my show yesterday, and he's a future Republican presidential candidate, Mike Pompeo. I've got on my show, literally, I believe in the next day or two, I've got Dr. Oz. I've got Eric Greitens running for U.S. Senate, former governor of Missouri, who I think is a great candidate, put out a video yesterday saying, we're going rhino hunting, and the world exploded. He's threatening to murder liberals. No, he's not. He's going rhino hunting. It was tongue-in-cheek. It was funny. Liberals have no sense of humor. Establishment Republicans have no sense of humor. They're scared they were coming after him. You know what rhino hunting means? It doesn't mean we're going to kill you. No Republican ever kills anybody physically. We don't kill people, but it does mean we're going to kill your political career. So I love Eric Greitens, another great guy. And so he's on my show, and I've got Marco Rubio on my show today. Most of those guys are moderate kind of rhino Republicans I just named. And yet I get him on my show and I talk about important issues and I press him hard and I'll debate with him a little bit and I get important answers out of him. So I've got a pretty important show. And I said yesterday in a rant on my show that because nobody now wants Trump in the media so badly, they don't want him to run again. And because the January 6th committee in Congress claims they're getting ready to indict him, and because the DOJ and the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, you know, claims it in a not so subtle hint that he's getting ready to indict him. If Trump was really as bad as liberals claim he is, they'd want him to run. He'd be easy pickings. They'd win in 2024 by a landslide. But they know that Trump is not afraid of them. And he's going to run a vicious campaign because now he learned from the last one that even holding back a little doesn't work with these people. You give them an inch, they want a mile. Now you got to just go after them and take them out. And again, I don't mean physically. I don't mean kill them. I mean politically kill them. I mean just no holds barred. Call them what they are. Communist, radical, traitor scumbags. And Trump will do it, and they know he'll do it. And tell them this isn't because Biden's dumb. This is a plan to destroy the United States, and you guys are treasonous, and we're going to indict you when I'm elected. And when we indict you, you'll be on trial for treason, and you'll spend the rest of your life in Guantanamo. Only Trump would say things like that. If DeSantis scared them, they wouldn't want DeSantis. I love DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America. And I think he'll make a great president in 2028. But obviously, the reason I think Trump makes the best president for us in 2024 is because they're so scared of him and they don't want him. That proves he's the right guy. And I think the way to achieve that is my idea, which I was the original guy who came up with the idea. Trump admits I was the first. He should become House Speaker. Then he eliminates DeSantis and Mike Pompeo and all the people at Mike Ted Cruz who might potentially run against him, because he becomes the number one talking point in America for 2 years leading up to the presidential election. And Trump is in every news spin cycle, and all any liberal can talk about all day long is Trump, 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 Trump. And then there's the offshoot. You know, it's possible his investigation digs up enough treasonous dirt on Biden and Kamala that we impeach him and Trump can become president of the United States, third in line as House Speaker. So that's the long shot, but it could happen, and it could only happen if Trump is the House Speaker. Those are my reasons, and Trump is the guy, even though I disagree with him on vaccines vehemently. Other than that, he's the greatest guy, and Democrats fear him for a reason. We need him. Stick with Trump. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. All right, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. Otherwise known as the root's on fire here on InfoWars, guest hosting for Alex Jones on Tuesday afternoons, and it's a great honor to do so. Thank you, Alex. So I've got a lot to say about COVID, and I saved it for just the last segment with about, what, 8 minutes to go, 9 minutes to go. I'll try and get as much as I can. First of all, over 10,000 flights were canceled over the weekend. It's travel chaos. It's travel hell. It's a disaster for anyone who's traveling by airplane. And then I saw yesterday, Monday, 3,000 flights were delayed or canceled on a weekday, Monday. So this is happening every day now, not only every weekend, but every day. And no one wants to tell you why. And I was gonna tell you, it's my opinion, but it's a very educated opinion, that this is all COVID vaccine related. First of all, there are pilots that are now admitting many pilots are dead and many pilots are sick or gravely ill and sick. Crippled, disabled, can never fly again. Massive heart attacks and strokes, bad cancer, all since the advent of forcing them to take the COVID vaccine. Number two, and that's not just pilots, it's flight crews getting sick. So even if you have the pilots, if there aren't enough flight attendants, then you can't take off. If there aren't enough ground crew, you can't take off. So between the pilots and the flight crew, the injuries from the COVID vaccine, the deaths from the COVID vaccine, and of course the big one that's come out, study after study shows the COVID vaccine damages your immune system, so you're much more likely to get COVID again and again and again. And any cold that comes along could give you a life-destroying cold. Not just a cold, but rather something that could kill you is what I'm trying to say. Because your immune system is so weak that normally it would be a little cold, but instead you have no immune system anymore. It's like having AIDS, except it's called VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So many pilots and flight crews are out with COVID right now. Matter of fact, I know a lot of people with COVID. Everyone I know with COVID is vaccinated, triple vaccinated. Triple. And all the studies show you're twice as likely to get COVID if you're vaccinated and if you're not. So when you talk about what's going on, this flight disaster in America, it's COVID related. And then finally, the real answer is maybe 5 or 10% are dead or sick. And the real, and maybe the ones who have COVID, who have been COVID vaccinated, is another 5%. And that's enough to cause nationwide problems. But the real issue is maybe 30% of all pilots quit or were fired because they didn't want to take the COVID vaccine. That's the real issue here, separate from those who are sick and now can never fly again. So the disaster we've got in the air that Mayor Pete Butthead, I call Mayor Pete Butthead because he's got a butt where his brain should be. He's a brainless moron who got his job just because he's gay. You know, and I'm not anti-gay, I've always been pro-gay. But if you give a person a job because they're a woman, because they're black, because they're gay, without checking out whether they're qualified, that's the downfall of America. And this guy, Mayor Pete, was the mayor of a small town who decided to run for president with one qualification. I'm gay. And then he became treasury secretary because I'm gay. I'm sorry, but that's not a qualification to run America's transportation.
That's right.
But his flight got canceled this weekend. So all of a sudden, the most clueless human being that ever lived, who never noticed that thousands of flights are being canceled every weekend, Suddenly he woke up from his slumber and he just, you know, from breastfeeding his baby. And because he took off for 3 months so him and his husband could breastfeed their baby. He woke up from his breastfeeding slumber and realized there's a problem. And now he's threatening the airlines that he's going to fine them or maybe jail time or close them down if they don't hire more pilots and flight crews. Wait a minute. It was the...